knows exactly. I don't surf in Congress.
You already know what this is, man. PSA Radio. We are back. Sports segment. I'm here joined with my brother, my partner in this, Dre 3 Letterman. What's good, G?
Man, what the fuck is this, man? You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, 3 Letterman. Let's get it popping, Timbo.
Let's get it. Let's get it. So as everybody knows, we're going to have a special guest on left-handed. Shouts out to After Further Review, man. Right. We already got this guy coming on. We're going to break down these finals because a lot of people want to get into it with this matchup. We've been waiting to see this. Let's bring the man on. Left-handed, man, you already know what it is, yo. Welcome to PSA Radio, my G. What's good?
Peace. What's going on? What's good, Mr. Timbo? Three-letter man, what's good? Homie, what's the deal?
What's good, God, man? Let's talk about it, man. Let me ask the both of y'all from the rip, man.
Uh-oh.
Am I all right when I say this? Thank you, NBA gods, fellas.
I mean, when you look at it, this is the one that people are going to be salivating over. You know what I mean? It would have been nice to have a Bulls or maybe somebody else in there like that, something different or whatever, Spurs or whatever the case may be. But you know what, though? This is one everybody wanted. Like I said this morning, man, after further review, man, I said it's the best team in the NBA against the best
player,
unquote,
yep,
team in the NBA. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
62 and 17,
yep,
against a team that everybody wants to see win and dominate. That's all.
No, I agree with you on that. This really is the best team in the NBA going up against the arguably the best team
right,
in the NBA.
Right. There you go.
In the conversation.
There you go.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, man. I'm super excited to see these teams. You know, and these are running gun teams too. You know, I like the matchup. I think it's going to be a super exciting finals, to be honest with you. I mean, I think it's going to be great, man. I'm super excited. They're both fun to watch. I mean, what more could you want in a final?
No doubt.
Let me ask the both of y'all in. Let's go around the table right quick. Give me your top five players in this series right now. Set it off with a half left handed.
All right, yo. I'm going to give you a guy. I'm going to go from five to one, okay? Because you know
okay.
what the obvious one's at the top. I'm going to give you a guy that probably a lot of people not really paying no attention to. Yo, don't sleep on that cat, man. You know, and this dude right here, he comes off the bench, but he's going to be definitely a factor, I think, in this series. And his name goes by the name of Festus Ezeale.
Wow.
Sleep on Festus Ezeale. He's been bigger and a bigger part of the Warriors' rotation. And if he could do damage on either end with the muscle, he's a big dude. You know what I mean? He can exploit the Cleveland Cavaliers' lack of depth down low. They're not that heavy down low, man. You know what I mean? They was counting on Varejão, but Varejão ain't coming through the door. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, so for Cleveland, you know, LeBron is obviously going to play some minutes at the four. You know what I mean? Because especially when they're countering Golden State's small lineup. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Golden State, man, is going to have to, no, that's going to be that dude number five. That's a sneaky one right there. Okay?
Mm.
Now, my number four, real quick, man, I'm going to say Draymond Green. Now, the reason why I like Draymond Green is because he's that dude that's going to provide that super energy that Golden State is going to need, especially at home. Okay? He's a smart player. Let me tell you how he broke down Anthony Davis against New Orleans, posted him on the entry pass. He was posted above. He played with him in the middle. On the post, he was denying Anthony Davis against New Orleans. Okay?
And let me ask you a question. Let's add it. Is it safe to say that every team in the NBA could use a cat like a Draymond Green on a squad, my G?
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
Yes. That dude that's going to provide something. He might not be on the offensive end that night. He might make some spectacular defensive plays. He might, you know what I mean? He might just be able to provide that energy, man. That energy that they need, man, when the going gets rough. But yeah, man, Draymond is definitely that dude. When he went up against Marc Gasol, man, he was anticipating and maintained position in the middle against him. So the timing was on point. When they played the Houston Rockets, man, he also was timing their lobs when they was trying to go into Slight Coward. You know, I call Dwight Howard Slight Coward. You know what it is. You know what I mean? Angles and the drives to the hoop. So, yeah, he's going to definitely be helping on the defensive end, and he's going to allow Golden State to run. Like you said, Three, they're going to be running. They're going to be running and gunning, and Draymond provides that. Number three, I'm going to give it to Tristan Thompson. Okay? I mean, he's
right.
Yeah.
You know, definitely he's long, he's athletic. They like his energy as well. He provides that rebounding, you know what I mean, that you're really not going to miss on Kevin Love. Ain't nobody going to talk about Kevin Love right now.
Facts,
just Thompson doing his numbers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He provides energy. He rebounds. His decision-making is on point. Now, he'll snatch a board down three, and he won't necessarily try to go straight back up with it. He'll probably kick it out to the top. You know what I mean? So his decision-making is on point. So and plus, he likes to finish at the rim. So you got to give Tristan Thompson in the building, man. You know what I mean? And he's a 13 whenever he's on the floor when Cleveland is doing their numbers. You already know, man. Number two, I got Steph Curry, man. You know what I mean? Coming off the injury, they want to see how he reacts. It's been a few days later now. They always talk about, well, we'll see how he reacts later. Well, it's been later, and so now we're going to see what it is, man. I got 1 and 1A. I got LeBron and Kyrie Irving. This is what they waited for. This is what they got here for. This is why LeBron came home. This is why you got Kyrie playing the play in Cleveland doing their numbers. Who's going to outdo who? Is Kyrie going to defer to LeBron? Is LeBron going to set Kyrie up to win? So that's what it is right there. Very important, man. Timbo, I'd like to know your thoughts, man, on five important players in this series right here.
Listen, man, I'm going straight up number five. I'm going Tristan Thompson, bro. I think he's going to have to keep those – I mean, he's the rebound leader for that team. I think that's going to be huge coming out against the Warriors. I'm going Tristan Thompson at number five, man. You can even move him up there, number four and three. Look, man, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going number four as Andre Iguodala. I think AI is going to have to come up big. I mean, look, man.
Do not call him that. Hold on. Do not call him that. Respect Allen Iverson.
Hey, do not call Iguodala AI.
You're not going to do that.
I'm calling him right now because he's the only one in the league named AI, bro. So let me have my time to shine my teeth. I'm going, all right, just for the sake of the show, I'm going Andre is number four. Look, man, I've been happy with how he's been playing as far as the seasoned veteran is concerned. I like his intensity out there, too. I'm kind of worried. He was a little shaky on his free throws. He was kind of banged up at the end of the series. But I think he can make a big difference, man. I'm a big fan of Andre. So I'm going Andre Iguodala as number four. Man, I'm doing Draymond Green number three in this series as how big. He needs to come up big in this series, especially against Thompson, man. Especially against Thompson. This is going to be – I mean, I'm super excited to see how good he does. Number two, I'm actually going LeBron number two as opposed to you left with Steph number two. And then I'm going to have Steph number one, man. This guy is going to – I think he's going to set NBA Finals record with three in his shot percentage this year. I think it's going to be crazy. I'm super excited to see this series, man. But it's very similar to your top five. Lef, what about you, Dre?
All right, fellas. At number five, I'm going Draymond Green. Reason being, because I think, obviously, Steph Curry is the MVP, but the heart and soul of that team, the guy, the engine, the guy that gets the guys ready, pumped up in the huddle, is Draymond Green. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Number four, I'm going Kyrie Irving. 9 days of rest, Kyrie. Listen, that foot injury, I don't know if you're going to be ready, my dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you're going to sit out there at the perimeter and shoot jumpers all day. But not only does LeBron need you here in the finals, you also got to guard Steph Curry, who could boogie on your dance venue in any minute. You feel me? Number three, I'm going Klay Thompson. This dude is kind of concussion.
So,
his pops just said he don't even know if he's cleared to actually practice and shit. You see when fucking your boy Trevor Ariza did the fucking Bad News Brown ghetto blast on him and shit. You know what I'm saying? Klay can't be having shots, Timbo, and left 3 for 11, 3 for 15 games. He got to average at least 21 to me in this series. Number two, I'm going Steph Curry. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 29 points a game, shit, 48% from the field, 43% from three. And like Timbo said, I won't be surprised if God breaks a fucking NBA Finals record with threes and shit. And obviously, number one is the best player in the NBA. LeBron James, this is the reason
Andre
you came home. This is the reason you came home. My nigga, you just surfed the fucking Hawks. That was a cupcake team. This is the NBA Finals,
yep.
My nigga. You're the best player on that court, in my opinion. So I got to go LeBron number one.
I got to ask both of you guys a question. When have you been this excited for an NBA Finals? When's the last time?
The last time, for real, for real?
For real.
When the Knicks was in there in 1999 against San Antonio.
Man.
Yeah, I got to agree with that, my dude.
Because you know why?
I'm a Knicks fan.
Because you know why? I was a Spreewell dude. Spreewell was my man.
Spreewell was a man.
I was hyped. But Patrick Ewing was hurt and all of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we did what we had to do, man. But, yeah, that's the last time I was really psyched and hyped up for the NBA Finals, man.
Let me ask y'all, is there any concern with LeBron shooting 17% from three?
Yes.
Can somebody explain that to me?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
His teammates are shooting 40%. His teammates are shooting 40% from three, but he's shooting 17%. LeBron, I don't think we want to see my 3-point line too much in this series, my dude. You know what I mean?
I don't think that the 3-point situation from him would be such a deal because J.R. Smith is going to be doing what he do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, whatever he could shoot is going to help, but I don't think that he should focus on being, his 3-point shoot. And I think that he should be focusing on trying to be the, actually, it's kind of be like a type of facilitator, man. You know what I mean? Because
right.
The focus is going to be on him.
Mm-hmm.
So now is the time to get those other dudes some shine and see what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan Thompson going to crash the boards. J.R. Smith going to make big threes. If Kyrie's going to settle the offense down and do what he does at the point. You know?
I think he's actually happy his teammates are shooting 40. I mean, he's a drive and kick anyway. When he drives and collapses that D to kick out to have the trust in your team that are shooting 40% from the three, I don't think LeBron's complaining about that. I think he's cool with that. He knows he's going to have looks on the outside for his teammates.
My concern is the bench playing, though. I got to go Golden State. We all know. I think they're much more deeper than Cleveland and shit. You know what I'm saying? Harrison Barnes was playing good when Klay Thompson got hurt. You know, I don't want to call him an X factor, but he's somebody that we should pay attention also to me coming off the bench and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like Lef was saying about Azili. I mean, Boga and Azili against Mozgov and Tristan – to me, that front line matchup, to me, is going to be very interesting, in my opinion, and shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
With whatever Andrew Bogut is going to help out with. Whatever he does is going to be great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whatever Andrew Bogut provides is going to be great. But let me ask you a question, man. First of all, let me say, man, thank you for having me on your show, man. Appreciate it. First two games in Golden State, is it crucial? Is it crucial for Cleveland to get one?
Very.
Okay.
Very.
Mm-hmm.
I think they
got to
get game one. I think they got to play game one like it's a fucking game seven, in my opinion.
Mm.
Like, off the rip.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
What is it, six losses this whole season? Six losses, the Oracle, man, my nigga, they don't lose at the crib. So I think it's very important they get one in Golden State and shit, man. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you something. I have Golden State definitely winning one in Cleveland. If they go down 2-0 after in Golden State, if they lose the first two in Golden State, this series is over in six. I'm telling you that right now. The series is over in six if the Cavs go down 2-0 in Golden State.
I think that's pretty much the slice of it because, first of all, that crowd is going to be rowdy. They don't lose that.
Crazy.
And the pressure is going to definitely be on. Now, we lived through the bubble guts. We lived through the air conditioning. What else? What other, excuse can LeBron give us? You know what I mean? I mean, it's always some kind of fiasco with this dude. You know, it's always something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And to be fair, though, LeBron is the most experienced nigga on the whole court in the playoffs. Let me ask y'all. Do you think Golden State can have jitters at all? This is the big stage. This is WrestleMania. This is the Super Bowl. This is the World Series. This is the big time. This is for all the fucking marbles right here. Do you think there's any jitters at all where they can come in and flat?
I don't think Steve Kerr is going to allow that. Steve Kerr know what it is. Steve Kerr know what the situation calls for. He's not going to allow them to be flat. I don't think that, you know, have been inexperienced, so to speak. I think that they went through fire in a manner of speaking through this playoff. It might not be the finals, but they went through fire to get here. So, again, Steve Kerr, you know, was going to, you know, calm them down, smooth them out. You know, they had time to even sit back and reflect on it, three. It's not like they had a quick turnaround to get jump right into the finals. So they had time to sit back, you know, reflect on it, get it out their system, and let's get this popping. So I think that Steve Kerr is definitely going to, you know, be that common influence for them.
Let me tell you something. I think I completely agree with this is where it separates the coaching abilities.
In this
situation right here, when you have a coach that's been to the promised land before, that knows how to, you know, make you feel going into this series, I think that makes the world of difference. This is it. Steve, like you said, Steve Kerr is getting them ready. He's not going to allow anybody to be shaken. He's not going to allow you to go on that court with the jitters, with the nervousness, with the scaredness, anything like that.
Right.
He's going to make sure that that's all gone before game one even starts.
Right. You know, and again, it's a good thing that, you know, that they're opening up in Oakland, man, because, you know, that level of, you know, anxiety off. You're at home. You know what I mean? You're familiar with everything. You know what I mean? It's just the finals, man. You know what I mean? Let's get this popping, man. You got seven games necessary to play. Let's get it on and see what it's going to do, man.
Now, let me ask y'all a question. If Barajal and Kevin Love is playing this series, is it a different ballgame?
Yes. Yes. Now, how much different? That remains to be seen. Because if Barajal and Kevin Love are playing, okay, we're not seeing Tristan Thompson. You know, we're probably not even seeing, you know, Shumpert or J.R. Smith that much.
Yeah, quotation-wise,
So, again, man, you know, again, but, yo, I think it would be a much people would be more subject to pick Cleveland in the series if they had Barajal and Kevin Love back, because the boards would be over with. They couldn't do nothing with them on the boards. Andrew Bogut?
Right. So, with that being said, Timbo, what you got to see? Let's go around the table, Timbo. How you got a series, my chief?
How do I got this series? Look, man, this is LeBron's fifth straight NBA Finals. Five straight.
Talk about
NBA
it.
Finals. He's won two. He's won two. And let me tell you something. After this series is over, he's going to still be at two. Steph Curry will take these Warriors in
six.
It's going to be done. Warriors in six. Closing it out.
Let's go.
Hey, man, I'm not gonna make any prediction, man, right now, because I got to do after further review tomorrow night. That's when I'm gonna drop it. But I'm gonna say it's gonna be a good series. I predict the number of games, though. I'll say this: six games. I'll say that.
Okay.
I'll say that much. It'll be six games.
Okay.
And you know what, though? You know what else, my dude? To my man Timbo, I think that it is gonna be 2-0 going back to Cleveland.
I think
it is going to be 2-0 going back to Cleveland.
They're
going to probably start pouring kerosene on them jerseys again.
Oh, Lord. Listen, man. Like Timo just said, this LeBron's straight appearance in the NBA Finals. This is the reason he came here. Here's the thing.
That's right.
And I want to ask y'all a question. Do you think he regrets getting rid of your boy Wiggins and not having him instead of Kevin Love right now?
Well, you know, hindsight is always
personally
my dude. And I think if they had it to do over again, and if Kevin Love had it to do over again, they probably would have went separate paths. So I think regret, I don't know if regret, but I say if they had to do all over again, they probably would have taken Andrew Wiggins, man. If they had to do all over again. Because, I mean, they're in the finals.
You can't regret yet. After the finals.
You're here now.
Yeah, exactly. This is the promised land.
Well, Golden State they got Golden State at 72% chance, fellas, of winning the NBA Finals. I think Golden State can beat. I think Golden State got a great squad. Steph Curry whipping all that other fly shit Drake be talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Let's go, bro.
We got the whole 2 weeks to chop it up. I knew you was gonna go with Cleveland, yo. I knew it.
I'm going with the Cavaliers to win in seven.
In seven games, okay.
In seven.
Seven.
All right.
Yo, Melo gonna be on suicide watch if Cavs win in seven. With JR and Ron winning this.
Yo, lay up Melo, man.
Can't do it, bro.
But let's end it.
Yes.
We appreciate you rocking with us, my G, for real, man. We gotta do this for baseball, football season, man. We gotta chop it up. You know what I'm saying? Big shit going. Yeah. Want you up here, my dude.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Thanks for having me, man. Anytime, yo.
Already. Yes, sir.
Absolutely, my G. Salute, bro. After Further Review, thanks. Go check that shit out, man. Left-handed, my G.
Check me out, man. Every day, man, on Facebook, After Further Review, man. I'm on Twitter, Left-Handed, get at me and all that good stuff right there, man. Get at your man. And three, man, you know how to get at me, man. Timbo, salute.
Yes, sir.
All right, my G. Salute. You, man.
Yes, sir.
Right there, y'all. Definitely
yes,
good to have this.
Very passionate brother. Very passionate brother, man.
Dre, I'm going to tell you something, man. It feels great talking sports. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I love it. You're right.
We got to make sure, my G.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
You're right. I've been here. Dumb hype right now, bro. Warriors in six. You really think Cavs going to pull this off? Man.
Not really, but, you know.
Look at you. Look at
I have
you.
To go left field. I have to go left field, man.
Look at you.
I'm not going to be happy if the final Golden State wins, though. I hope it's a great series, because I really think Golden State could probably win this bitch in six, like you said. You know what I'm saying? LeBron's going to give you
I think
two games. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know about the other four, but LeBron will give you two.
I think you're right. LeBron is going to will you to two games. He will will
mm-hmm.
you to two wins in these finals. But Dre, he will stay at two championships, and it will be another. He will not be able to do it without another superstar. That's the talk that we're going to hear after this series again. I'm telling you.
But what if he wins, though? What if he wins, Timbo? What if he pulls this shit out? First time coming back to a crib, a fucking town that's not – used to winning shit. They ain't been popping since fucking Bone Thugs and Harmony, my nigga. Let's be clear. You know what I'm saying?
He's king. That's it. Mm. He wins.
But I think if he loses, Timbo, people are going to give him a pass, though, because he even said it in the beginning. Like, I don't think LeBron expected to make it to the finals, because he kept saying that, you know, it's going to be, don't expect everything to, you know, be like it was in Miami.
But
the finals, LeBron.
Listen. You're right. Like you said, they won't expect it, but they're not going to remember that. All they're going to remember is that they're in the finals, and if they lost,
that they lost.
That's it.
Facts.
As a fan, let me be honest with you, man. Dodgers or Lakers make it to the finals and then lose. I'm not saying, oh, man, well, congratulations. I'm like, nah, man.
When the Yankees are 3-0 in 2004 against the Dead Sox, and we lost four in a row. My nigga, that shit hurt my fucking feelings, bro. I mean, good Lord.
It hurt.
And when the Marlins beat us in 2003. That hurt, too. And when the fucking Diamondbacks beat us in 2001, that hurt, too. But whatever.
All right, we don't need to have Dre have a meltdown right here on the show, but yeah. Nah, man, it feels great. It feels great to talk sports. Salute our bro Left-Handed calling up, man.
Word.
After Further Review. Everybody go check that out, man. You already know what it is. PSA, back on the sports tip. This stuff is coming out. We got finals week coming up. Everybody just
Word.
Get hyped because this is coming up. We're going to get tons
yes,
more,
sir.
Man.
Yes,
it's crazy, man. Just look for this to be dropped. PSA Radio, me and my bro, my partner in crime and this shit, Dre Three Letter, man. Take us out, G.
Y'all already know what it is, man. Me and my bro, Timbo. PSA motherfucking radio. PSA motherfucking radio, man. Y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. Shout out Left Handed. Y'all already know what it is, man.
That's it, yo. We out. Church.